But what we really wanted to focus on today was some of the issues that have been arising repeatedly with our clients and have been presented to the service, and get into some depth on our experience with those, thoughts we have about implementation. And I think we have a great panel today because we have three very different perspectives that can add to the conversation. I am a transactional tax lawyer. I work predominantly in the energy space. I'm in the New York office of Bracewell, but my touch with these rules over the last 6 months to a year has been largely advising clients on how to draft partnership agreement provisions in preparation of the effectiveness of these new rules, how to address how they will be handled, how elections will be treated, and so forth, that we will touch on in greater detail. Also advising clients in the transactional context. What does this mean and what should you be thinking about when you're buying and selling interests and partnerships? So for today, I'll be adding the transactional and drafting perspective. Holly, obviously, will have a great perspective from the government and George from a controversies point of view, but I'll let them introduce themselves and what their contact has been with these rules over the last year or two.
Good morning, everyone. As was said, I am Holly Paz. I'm with the IRS Large Business and International Division. I am the director of our pass-through entities practice area. LB&I within the IRS is the lead on implementation of the BBA. So we have been working closely with Treasury and Counsel on development of the guidance. We've also been developing processes, systems changes, form changes, new forms, new letters, new notices, everything needed to implement the BBA. So that's been our role, and I'm happy to share that perspective with you today.